Blog Talk Radio.
I can't believe it.
You're listening to Sonar Records Radio. Of course, today it is the beginning of the week. It is Old School Monday. Yes, and I am your host, Don Fleming, for the next 2 hours. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s from 1978. Music from Ashford and Simpson, It Seems to Hang On. And guys, I got a treat for you. Got some great music on the way. I got some Howard Hewitt on the way. Sonar Records Radio, it's only fair to play some Howard Hewitt. Got some Sylvester on the way. Got a little Chucky Booker on the way. And I might sneak a little classic 70s soul Blue Magic on the way. So I hope everyone had a great weekend. I hope you guys were stayed in, because we're still in the pandemic, and still, or at least if you're out, make sure you took the necessary precaution, because man, this variant, whatever variant that we're on right now, I want no part of it. I am fully vaccinated, so I'm just doing my part, you know, not to try to spread it and things like that. So guys, just be safe. Whether you're vaccinated or not, you know, this is a judge-free zone. I just want you guys to stay safe. And again, thank you so much for supporting the show. You can go on Sonar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to go to Sonar Records Radio on Facebook and like the page, and tell a friend to like the page, and so on. And also, you can go to SonarRecordsRadio.com or WardellPottsJr.com. If you want to donate to the show, or you want to get some cool merchandise, you can definitely go to those websites and definitely support it that way. And also, you can go on the Cash App. Also, Cash App and Sonar Records Radio, of course, $ Sonar Records Radio, all one word, and you can support the show that way. But again, guys, I'm so glad you guys were able to have. And whoa, what do we have here? We got my partner. We got the co-host. We got the man next to the man next to the man himself, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. is hanging out with me. What's going on, Wardell?
Oh, we're over here trying to dodge a hurricane, you guys.
Man, so, be careful. Please, be careful.
I know, man. It's crazy. I was just watching the Hurricane Ida, what she was doing to Louisiana just a couple of weeks ago, and now here it is coming over here. I'm like, Lord. And this hurricane is named after a guy. I can't remember what the name is.
They come up with the names, man. They're killing me, too, with these names. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Despite all that, man, take care, be safe out there. But what? How was your weekend, I guess, for what it's worth? How was your weekend?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you much. And have a great show, man. We got you on. We have you on the cell phone on the speakers. We got you.
Oh, okay. I got you. How was your weekend, though?
Weekend was good. You know, we lost a friend. You know that, and so, You know, just dealing with his widow, his widow. And
gotcha.
And she's good. I just got the phone with her, as a matter of fact. And she doesn't live too far from me, so just was kind of concerned about, you know, them. Her son is there with us, so that's good. So I make sure she's okay.
Right.
But you know, it was good. I had a great weekend. Otherwise, and you?
I did too, man. I did. I had a pretty decent weekend. Got a chance to do a little cleanup. I'm kind of playing. I've kind of been a bachelor for the past couple of weeks because my wife went to her hometown, had a tragedy in the family and everything. So I wanted to support her and for her to be with her family for a couple of weeks. So she's up there kind of getting them to acclimate to. To the death in the family and things like that. So, and you know, we talk every day and text, and I'm like, when you coming home? But I can't be like, when you coming home? But you know, because I know, you know, she's taking care of family issues and things like
right,
that.
Right,
you
trying to be
you know, that's more important to me. But like I said, I'm making it again.
You used to be married.
I am. I am, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the testament of marriage, because I really miss my wife. And, you know, being home and watching, I got a chance to watch the game, you know, watching the game and playing the video games, like the sports games. My wife loves me when I play video games. She hates sports games. So when she's around, I can't really play a lot of sports games. So I'm playing all the sports games I want. I'm watching the sports and watching the TV and things like that. So I got this freedom, but it's like I'm still missing her. So I'm missing, you know, her complaining about it, you know. But
wow.
But again, but no, it's a testament to marriage, and you know, we've been together for 21 years, you know. So we have that synergy when it comes to, you know, sometimes we think alike, or sometimes I think about, you know, I'll call her, I'll say, I'm thinking about ordering a pizza or something, and I'll call her, like, in another 5 minutes or something, and she's like, we just ordered a pizza, you know, and things, you're on my mind, oh, I made chili, oh, we made chili yesterday, you know, things like that. So there's a certain compatibility there that it's kind of creepy. It's weird, but it's, you know, that's the beauty of marriages, man. And again, I'm just so fortunate to be able to, you know, have these stories and have that companion to have these stories and to be able to share it with you, man. So, but yeah, I'm missing her. Again, for the past couple of weeks, I've been playing The Bachelor, and she'll joke with me, and she's like, I see you got the bachelor pad going and right now, and you've been inviting your side chicks to the house. I'm like, stop. Don't say that. So, but it's all good, guys.
Sounds like y'all flirting.
But, you know, yeah. So, but now I wanted to thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out. Of course, Wardell, man, you be safe out there, man. We're going to go ahead and start this show off. I want to take you guys back to 1989 from Maze and Frankie Beverly. Of course, this is called Can't Get Over You. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio. I'm gonna love you by and by.
can't get off my ears.
You were looking good to me. Now, bouncy, bouncy, baby. playing hard and cruising the boulevard.
Leaving Phoenix.
And you won't be dreaming. That's what it's all about.
Woo!
Get up, shake your booty and bust your soul. Get up, get up, shake your booty and bust your soul. Get up, get up, shake your booty and bust your soul. Get up, get up.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that is from 1983. That was music from Ronnie Hudson. The name of the song is called West Coast Pop Lock. Before that, from 1975, gave you a little funky music from the group Pleasure out of Portland, Oregon. Funky funk group out of Portland, Oregon. The name of the song is called Bouncy Lady. And, of course, started off the block 1989, Maze. Featuring Frankie Beverly, Can't Get Over You. Still over an hour and a half left of the show. Again, we're on an hour later. I'm usually here 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fret not. I got on an hour later because I got Burger King and it was getting cold and I wanted to eat. So it's petty. I'm sorry. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me again. I will be here every Monday. And, of course, I have my Thursday show, Throwback Thursday night, 8 to 10 p.m., just like this one, 8 to 10 p.m. Again, had an exception today. We're on 9 p.m. Eastern, and I'll be here till the 11 o'clock hour jamming with you guys. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I am a big, you know, I was a big fan of this young brother from 1997, the summer of 97. Of course, he just passed away. And, of course, rest in peace. The gentleman I'm talking about, he goes by the name of Sam Salter. The name of the song is called After 12, Before 6. We found out a couple of weeks ago he passed away. So 45, 46 years old. So but anyway, guys, take care of yourself. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
And return like that. 'Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. Tricks with cards are easy to do, and tricks with hearts will cast a spell on you. 'Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand touch your heart and make your love appear. I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you near. If your heart is broken, bring it to me. With a wave I'll mend it. Ooh, you'll see, baby, that I'm your magic man. Yeah. On stage and lights I'll dazzle your eyes, and later on that night I'll make you realize, baby, I'm your magic man. Yeah. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear. I will stop
off your brows and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you, yeah. Yeah, I will stop all your frowns and turn them upside down. I'll be around to hold you near. Yeah. I'm your magic man. Yeah. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear?
That's music from Robert Winters and Fall from 1981. I'm Your Magic Man. Of course, before that, I had to hook up from the I Commit to Love album from 1986, music from Howard Hewitt. Of course, that is his one of his signature songs, man. I'm For Real. And, of course, started off the block again, rest in peace to my brother Sam Salter from 1997. I had this beautiful song that summer called After 12. For 4-6, again, rest in peace. We lost him about a couple of weeks ago. 46 years old, man. Young brother. Wow, man. But we're definitely going to keep his legacy going, keeping the music going, and all of that good stuff. We got about an hour and 17 minutes left of the show. Got plenty of time to jam with you. I will be here till the 11 o'clock hour hanging out with you because I'm on an hour later. From 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time, I will be here again, another hour and 16 minutes again. I will definitely try to do you guys justice before you go to bed and playing all the jams. Of course, starting off your week with some old school classics, man. And let me go back to the Robert Winters and Fall song, the I'm Your Magic Man. I remember growing up, of course, this came out in 81. I was in the second grade, and we had a magician. His name was Bobo the Magician. And he would come and perform in the gymnasium. And for some reason, every time, is a white dude. He's a white cat. Every time he want to pull a rabbit out, he'd play this song. He'd play the song. And we kids, you know, we're in the first grade. We're like, wow, wait. You know, that's crazy. It seems like that's a magician song because about 15 years later, I was living in California, and I went to a taping of Comic View. I went to Comic View, and I saw the performance during, you know, between shows. I would they would have like little intermission breaks and things like that. As a matter of fact, Blue Magic performed during one of the tapings, and of course I got Blue Magic coming up very shortly. But there was this brother, he was a magician, and during his whole routine, he played this song. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, it was out in the SIR Theater out in Hollywood, And they taped again. They taped Comic View back then. And they do four tapings. They do four shows. And after each show, the crowd would switch seats. So, you know, the crowds in the back would move up in the front after each show. So it'd make it seem like every time they'd air it for Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or whatever, it would be like a different crowd out there. It wouldn't be like the same crowd and make it look like it's shot on a different day. But during those intermissions, man, they'd have magicians. And, of course, I think had a young man, I think Jesse Powell performed at the time. He was up and coming probably about another year later. He had a song. He remade Enchantment's song Gloria. But he came out there and, you know, did a couple of songs. And it was a great experience, man. But, yeah, every time I think of that song, Robert Winston's in call, I think about magicians doing their magic trick, doing what they do, because I'm your magic man, you know. I couldn't be a magician. I wanted to be a ventriloquist at one time, but that's another story down the road that you might not want to hear because it gets weird. Well, guys, you're listening to Stellar Records Radio. Of course, I am your host, Don Fleming. It is another Old School Monday. And, of course, hanging out with, of course, Wardell, he's chilling right now. He's going to be back and hang out with me. He's got a farm now. So, you know, he's got to do the farm thing. So let's go ahead and keep this music going. Let's take you back to the year 1988, give you a classic from Ready for the World. This is called Digital Display. You guys keep it locked right here. Old School Monday, Stellar Records Radio.
Like I can't get enough. had a girl before. With much of a figure. So excuse me if I start to play with your digital display.
Digital display.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, had to take you back. 1982 music from Junior. Give you a little UK soul. Of course, you know that is the long version, the extended version, the 12-inch single of Mama Used to Say. And, of course, before that, from 1979, music from the late, great Sylvester, I Need You. And, of course, started off the block, Ready for the World, 1988 classic from them called Digital Display. Got about 55 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tell a friend. If you're on Facebook, like the page, Solar Records Radio. You can go to solarrecordsradio.com, or you can go to waterlpodsjr.com if you want to donate to the show. Thank you so much for all your donations. And also, you can get some cool merchandise, Solar Records Radio merchandise. So definitely you can support the show by doing that. And also, you have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big goulash word. So it is all good. You know, Ready for the World, and I got to say this, man, shout out to all my family up in Detroit and Flint, Michigan. Of course, they were from Flint, Michigan, but they had this Minneapolis kind of Minneapolis-esque type sound, if that's a word, Minneapolis-esque. Shout out to, of course, Melvin Riley. He is still out there performing. Saw him on a DJ Cassidy Pass the Mic video. And he did Oh Sheila, and but I mean the brother's still doing it, man. And again, he looks like Big Daddy Kane, though. But that's another story down the road. Anyway, of course, tomorrow you can check out Solar Records Radio from 3 to 5. Actually, from 3 to 4, you're gonna have a little bit of course, mixing it up. But going to have a Wardell in Phoenix, whatever the topic's going to be, going to have a little topical discussion from 3 to 4, and then from 4 to 5, I will be on the show hanging out, playing some music, playing a little bit of everything. Of course, we're going to mix it up tomorrow, so make sure you guys tune in on Solar Records Radio from 3 to 5. But let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I want to give you a classic. Let's take you back to 1985. Give you a classic from a group out of North Carolina to go by the name of Juicy. This is called Sugar Free. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, had to take you back to the year 1992. That was music from Chuckie Booker. Of course, that was Nice and Wild. That was a great album. We had Chuckie on the show about a few months back, man, and I told him, man, that my freshman year of college, that album got me through. You hear me? It got me through. Of course, before that, from 1985, music from the late, great Aretha Franklin, Who's Zoomin' Who, and, of course, kept it in 1985 in the beginning of the block, music from Juicy. Of course, that is their signature song called Sugar Free. 38 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for starting off your week with yours truly. And we're gonna keep jamming on, because we still got plenty of time. We got a little we're over the hump, you know, down the stretch, all that. So also, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpotsjr.com if you want to donate to the show and get some cool merchandise. Also, I want to remind you, you can go to the Cash App, Solar Records Radio, all one word, with $, Solar Records Radio, and definitely donate to the show. And definitely, for us to keep doing what we're doing, we want to make every show better than the last one. And again, we count on listeners like you guys, so it's all good. Let's keep this music going, though. 1984, music from the lovely Miss Melba Moore, keeping my lover satisfied. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Keep my lover. Anything he wants, he knows I do.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. hanging out. We've got about another 23 minutes left of the show. That was music from Guy. Give you a little New Jack Swing, 1988. That's music from them. It's called Groove Me. Before that, 1982 classic from Kool and the Gang. Name of the song is called Big Fun. And, of course, started off the block from 1984. Melba Moore, Keeping My Lover Satisfied from the Never Say Never album. Down the stretch, we're almost at the finish line. Wardell, what's going on, man? Hanging out with me. What's up?
Oh, man, the governor in California is being recalled, but it looks like he's going to win by a landslide, but it looks like the Republicans are going to want to go to court because he's cheating.
Oh, God. It never ceases to amaze me. They can't even win, you know, or at least lose with dignity on their own merits because it's always somebody else's fault. They always blame, you know, they're always blamed the other side for blaming someone else for their mess ups and things like that. But they cannot accept the fact that people are progressing and that the ideals are changing, the demographic is changing, and people don't understand, and they just don't understand that because they can't adapt to those changes. They
understand it. They just don't want it. They're like, wait a minute, we're not the majority anymore. So they're really frustrated. They understand. They just live in denial. And so I'm not either Democrat or Republican, but I mean, it's just common sense. If you look at California, is the most Democratic state in the union. So it's 66% Democrat versus 33% Republican. And they said if they lose, that the Democrats cheated. Like, they cheated again.
Don't get me started.
If it was close, then you could say, okay, well, let's just check everything. But they're ready to sue already. They haven't even voted yet. They haven't had the final thing until I think tomorrow. And they already got, oh, we got our attorneys, we're going to court. Like, get out of here. I don't get it. I just don't understand. It just breaks my heart to watch intelligent people just be, you know, going down this rabbit hole that was created by the former president. They all are running on, you know, on stupidity. It is just stupid. I just don't get it, and it just frustrates me. So that's what's going on with me.
I hear you. The sad part of this whole situation is that, you know, because of the changing demographic, because of the changing philosophies and ideologies, they can't cope with that. They can't cope with that. So what do? They try to find any way to kind of stifle the vote. They say, well, the election was rigged, and we have to, you know, it's like it's a solution looking for a problem. It's like let's tighten up on our voter integrity because there's illegals, you know, quote unquote illegals voting, and there's people who shouldn't vote. There are dead people voting, and all of these things that have been proven not to be true, you know, on a wide scale. I think I read somewhere since 2003, out of what, 3 million cast ballots, there's only been 31 instances of quote unquote voter fraud. 31 out of 3 or 4 million, 3 billion. 3 billion.
That's ridiculous. So basically, they are just. I would hate to be in their shoes because not only are they, you know, causing themselves to look silly, and you know, and all of their constituents, you know, that support them, they look silly on top of it. But they're also killing their voters by telling them not to, you know, you don't have to get a shot. You can, you know, freedom is everything. You'll be dead in the grave. You got your freedom in the grave.
You know, it's just like crazy. Bastard Nations have been going on since I was a baby, since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so this is not like it's something new. The country has been doing this, you know. And so it just real. And so these people are they're dying because they're talking about they don't they believe it's changing. They what is it called? RINA, not the DNA, but it's changing something else, which changes your DNA, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad. And I watched my friend die because of it, and because he felt that way. And so it's just so much of that going on, and it's really ugly. And I go, wow. Please stop believing the lie. Please stop believing the lie and just, you know, use your own intellect. Just say, let me think this through myself and see if it makes sense to you. If it don't make sense, it's probably telling you the truth. But you can't just go with something just because somebody else is doing it or believe it. You got to believe it because it's the right thing. It's right in your heart. And a lot of these people, they can't even, I mean, come on. They need half of the people that voted for Biden in California to vote for a new Republican governor. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
and so if you know that's not going to happen, why would you even bring it to the table? Why would you bring it to the table? And now all you want to do is scream out that there's cheating going on. The cheating is that you're not paying attention to the numbers. And you're pulling all your people and getting everybody upset about something that never could have happened anyway. and then you want to blame the other side for cheating. You're making false claims against people. That's like me saying, my brother, you know, you shoot somebody, you tell them your brother did it. Like, that's wrong. You can't do that. Stop lying.
I think opposing views are one thing. And again, you know, like you say, you know, I'm not a Democrat. Actually, I am a registered Democrat. But, you know, I try not to go into the whole tribalism of the two parties, of the parameters of the two party system, because they're Democrats. I will cut smooth the blank out, you know. But you know, I just don't see the alternative when it comes to Republicans. I think there are Republicans that sometimes make sense, but the sad part is that we are in the information age. The bad part of that is that sometimes people will use those tools, use the channel misinformation. So a lot of people are using that technology to spread misinformation to keep people in this arrested development of really just ignorance, you know. And again, it's neither here nor there. I'm just saying in general, you know, this country's moving forward, and people don't want change. And again, what they try to do, because they want to stifle the demographic that's being the new population, the existing population that's increasing by the dozen, they try to stifle those votes. They want to discourage people from voting. They want to gerrymander these districts and redistrict these areas that do not go in the new demographic's favor. Now, I get the fact you want to strategize and try to win votes, but you're not doing it the right way, because you're not coming up with ideas that will attract people to your view and attract people to vote for you. You want to keep people in this, again, this state of mind to where, you know, ignorance is bliss. We have given ignorance equal time. You know, it's like, let's bring this guy, hey, it's 2 + 2 = 4. Now, I'm using mathematics to prove a point. 2 + 2 = 4. Well, we got a guest on our show that believes 2 + 2 = 5. Let's bring him on the show so they can argue. Why are you arguing with a guy who feels that 2 + 2 = 5? You know? And that's the ignorance that you know, we're dealing with. You know? There, again, when you look at the facts, when you look at the history of this country, it's always been about scaring a demographic of people, because the scary other that's growing in population are going to rule over. They're going to rule, and they're going to put those people in slave concentration camps and things like that. It's all type. I've heard all of these stories, man. And you know, it's I can't believe intelligent people who graduated from high school, who graduated from college, got these advanced degrees, are able to spew out this misinformation. And some of them do it for money, because when they go, they say what they say the most egregious stuff, and then they go and say, hey, donate to my campaign. So a lot of this is a money hustle too, but at the end of the day, you're causing a lot of damage to this country, because you're doing it for the money, and you're not doing it for the betterment of our society.
Have you seen on the news that in Washington, D.C., a guy was sitting in his truck, and he took his license plate off. It just has a flag where his license plate goes. And the police got curious about, well, what is his license plate? And, man, they got into his car. Man, this guy had machetes in his car, everything. And then he tried to tell the police, oh, no, I'm here for security. I'm doing security for this weekend that's happening here at the Capitol. They're like, what? He's doing security with a machete? And so they ended up arresting this guy because he was one of those followers that, I mean, the country has gone crazy. People have gone crazy. The guy, and he has swastikas all kind of different stuff inside of his car. And this is obviously white supremacy stuff in his car. It was like, this is crazy. I can't believe this country is going backwards like this. What is wrong? I think what happened is somebody woke up a bunch of, crazy people. And now they're emboldened now because we had a leader that was kind of influencing that. And so it's just really sad to watch our country destroy itself from the inside, from within. So we're like destroying ourselves. What the heck is going on? So
because of the, and let me say this, and I know we got about another 10 minutes left, and I'm enjoying these conversations because not only that we can play a little bit of old school music and things like that, we can bring our intellect out there and just let people know, or at least let people, kind of have a conversation about this. Because, again, we're more than just playing music sometimes, and I think this is a great outlet. But I will say this. I think people, when you are at that moment where, again, I say it again, I mentioned it before, the demographic is changing, and people are seeing that. People are seeing that. And they will try to find everything within the parameter of law. They're not going to say the egregious racist stuff. They're not going to do that. They're going to try. They're more sophisticated with it. Again, they're gerrymandering. They're putting in the Supreme Court. They're putting in these federal judges that are very far right and believe certain things, and it's not even about interpreting the law anymore. They put these shields in, and that's what it's about. It's about getting those federal judges, filling those Supreme Court vacancies and things like that, because at the end of the day, it's like you vote for the district attorney in your city, you vote for the attorney general in your state, you vote for judges within your state, you vote for federal judges, and when the laws end up going that route, you have people in there that are what's the word I'm looking for, that are the antithesis of progression. They're putting in there. I mean, think about the Supreme Court. I mean, it is six to three as far as it's not a balance, conservative versus liberal. There are six conservatives on there, and Trump was able to put three stooges in the office. But anyway, it basically changes the landscape of our laws in this country because you have a 6-3 majority. So again, when people want to complain about the Democrats, which I have those complaints too, I have to look at the bigger picture and say, look, about these judges, if my niece is being discriminated on her because of the Crown Act or things like that, if my niece's hair, who has beautiful dreadlocks at 13, 14 years old, if her school has a problem with her dreadlocks and saying that it's unkempt or whatever they're saying, you know, I'm going to those courts. And if those courts decide, you know, well, she has to follow the rules. Yes. And, you know, it determines, you know, our identity as black people when it comes to our hair and things like that. It's a whole different topic down the road. But you put federal judges in there. If it goes to those courts, you know, they interpret the law and they, you know, it might not go in your favor. Now, granted, again, they're about interpreting the law. But when you see discrimination, hair discrimination, when you see discrimination based on our race and gender and all of these things, you want judges in there to understand and interpret the law in tantamount to the progression this country is moving forward. When you don't do that, we're kind of going back in time. Because, again, history has a way of repeating itself if we're not there to understand that history. And that's why they're taking out, you know, some textbooks. They're taking out the word slave and put migrant workers. You know, they're trying to whitewash our history, you know. So keep people ignorant. Because, again, going back to slavery, we couldn't read. If we read, that was a death sentence. So, again, when you have people that have that knowledge and have that that knowledge for growth and at least utilize that for the progression, again, for the progression of this country, there's that word again, I'm all for that. And when that doesn't happen, you know, but anyway, I know we kind of went over the time, but, man, I appreciate you bringing up that topic, man. But, yeah, the California recall is tomorrow, so make sure, you know, whatever you vote. I hope you vote no, but that's my opinion because I'm in Arkansas. I used to live in California for a couple of years, and I understand the politics. And plus, there's 55 electoral votes in California. So, but anyway, any final words, Wardell?
Hey, everyone, just be safe. God bless you. Take care of yourselves and enjoy your week. We wish you the best. And thanks for tuning in to Soul Eye Records Radio.
Oh, yeah. Remind the people what's coming up tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow, tune in. We have an intense conversation tomorrow. It is about toxic relationships. So tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be chopping up for an hour just going back and forth. So tune, you know, join us.
Next hour. Yeah, four to five. So tune in tomorrow. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. We're going to close out, as I promised. I got a little blue magic. I'm going to take you back to 1973. This is spell. What year was this, man?
I don't know.
But anyway, guys, you guys have a great night. Until then, you have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow. We're out. See you later, Wardell.
Bye.
Trouble speaking. Thinking of you. just can't get motion. Together, no kind of way for you. You must have put a spell on my mind and turned me around. Trouble seeing,
trouble
visions of you, trouble thinking,
trouble
control my will to take a bow if you want to. I still can't. I gave you everything I had, but you just pushed me away. I tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you.